Didn't that lady say she'd call the police if you give her trouble? She got me there. Hey, I think the lead got some connection with the police. She all the time telling me about her friend on the force. She say she got such a high-class place the police never stick a foot in her door.
Jones formed a thundercloud over the little bar.
She operating something with that orphan crap, though. As soon as somebody like Lee say charity, you know there's something crooked in the air. And I know there's something wrong, cause all of a sudden the head orphan stops showing up cause I'm asking plenty question. Shit. I like to find out what's going on. I tired of being caught in a trap, paying me $20 a week, working with a bird as big as an eagle. I want to get someplace, man. Whoa! I want me an air conditioner, some color TV, sit around drinking something better than beer.
You want another beer?
Jones looked at the old man through his sunglasses and said,
You trying to sell me another beer? A poor color boy busting his ass for $20 a week? I think it's about time you give me a free beer with all the money you make selling pickle meat and soft drink to poor colored people. You send your boy to college with the money you've been making in here.
He's a school teacher now,
Mr. Watson said proudly, opening a beer.
Ain't that fine? Whew! I never go to school more than 2 years of my life. My mama out washing other people's clothing, ain't nobody talking about school. I spent all my time rolling tire around the street. I'm rolling, mama washing, nobody learning nothing. Shit. Who looking for a tire roller to give them a job? I end up gainfully employed working with the bird, got a boss probably selling Spanish fly to orphan. Ooh-wee!
Well, if conditions really bad.
Really bad? Hey, I'm working in modern slavery. If I quit, I get reported for being vagrant. If I stay, I gainfully employ on a salary ain't even starting to be a minimum wage.
I tell you what you can do,
Mr. Watson said confidentially, leaning over the bar and handing Jones the beer. The other man at the bar bent toward them to listen. He had been silently following their conversation for several minutes.
You try you a little sabotage. That's the only way you fight that kind of trap. Why you mean sabotage?
You know, man,
Mr. Watson whispered.
Like the maid ain't being paid enough to throw too much pepper in the soup by accident. Like the parking lot attendant taking too much crap skid on some oil and crash a car into the fence.
Whoa,
Jones said.
Like the boy working in the supermarket suddenly get slippery fingers and drop a dozen eggs on the floor cause he ain't been paid overtime. Hey! Now you got it.
We really planning big sabotage,
the other man at the bar said, breaking his silence.
We're having a big demonstration where I work.
Yeah?
Jones asked.
Where?
At Leva Pant. We got this big old white man coming in the factory telling us he'd like to drop an atom bomb on top the company.